Welcome to Restoring Home, where we discuss marriage, parenting, and faith. And today we have a special guest with us as we discuss the topic of the core story, which is understanding the roots beneath our problems. And Brian is here. Brian Kima. Welcome, Brian. Donna and I want to welcome you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Brian is the ever-shy Brian Kima from now on, and it's hard to pull it out of him. But he's. We're so glad you came. Thank you.
Thanks.
And you've been. We've done your core story in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make more sense to everybody here before long. Tell folks, though, that don't know you. Most people here at Beth Tikkun do, of course, but there are some listening who don't. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
I think in 2008, I met Grant Luton. He was my boys' Bible teacher for my homeschool co-op, my junior and senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been coming to Beth Tikkun since about 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a travel agent now.
A travel agent, a very good one. That's right.
I don't know.
A hungry one these days.
So right.
We need to give him a call. We're glad to have you here. Taking time away. Hey, Brian, we, you know, you and I have done your core story.
Yes.
Months ago, back in the summer,
yeah.
I think.
It was August 9th, 2020.
Oh, wow. You remember exactly.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, and we want to get your insights and reflections for people who don't know what this is. And so for them, I'm going to quickly introduce with a few of the illustrations that I used with you.
Perfect.
We're going to introduce what core story is, okay? So really quickly, and I apologize in advance for my artistic inabilities here, but that is a tree, for those who didn't recognize it, and there are fruit on the tree, and most people approach their problems the way they would approach unwanted fruit on a tree, and so they begin by trying to get rid of or deal with the problem, let's say depression or an anger issue or some addiction they may have or something like that. So people begin by trying to just take away the fruit, and they think, okay, well, I'll get rid of all the fruit, and now I'm done. I'll never have that problem again. That addiction will not come back. The broken, what led to the broken relationship is restored. Now I'm good. But we know how it works. Before long, the pressures return, and the fruit returns, and we have the same action that we just promised ourselves that we were finished with, right? And we go through that scenario over and over again, and each time we're a little more defeated by the fact that it keeps coming back, and usually worse and worse every time, so that we are stuck with the problem with our fruit. Oops, there it is. So we're stuck with this problem of bad fruit in our lives. I keep hitting the wrong button there. There we go. Finally, many times people will try an ultimate last-ditch big effort. You know, they go to a rehab for months for an addiction, or they go to church and become, you know, confess their sins and get the preacher to pray or something, some dramatic thing, or they promise their husband or wife, I will never, ever, ever do this again. And they really mean it.
Right.
We really do intend to change. And we may change for a short time, even after the 365-day addiction recovery center, Christ-centered center, we go there, and yet before long, when the pressures come back, we fail again. So we try the major, like, you know, cut down the tree kind of thing, and that tends to work for a little while. We don't have that fruit in our life. We don't have those behaviors in our lives. And so we say, well, I guess I'm good. I haven't had a drink or taken a pill or whatever it is for months and months, and I guess I'm all done. The problem is that eventually those things come back, and those little, from the stump, little sprouts, or what we call these little stalks or stems, start to come back, and before long that tree is back with a vengeance, and we have this ugly, nasty thing. Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? Like that.
Oh, gross.
Growing, and we have more fruit than ever, and so we're now discouraged and dissatisfied, and we think, I'm just a mess.
Right.
That's what we feel. That's because most people approach problem solving the wrong way. They deal with the fruit instead of the roots. So what we want to do is to learn how to get to the roots, remove the roots, and then we want to replace that with new seed that produces a new tree. We nurture that, and eventually that grows to become a nice big tree that produces, which is not a very pretty one in this case here, produces the kind of fruit that we do want. Okay? Mm. Very good. So what we want to do here is talk about the core story, which is a tool that I've learned. Donna and I were exposed to the core story years ago by a friend of ours. And so we've been sharing that with others. And it's a way to get down to the root.
Yeah.
So that we solve the root problem and not just the fruit problem. And we get new production in our lives. So you and I sat down and went through the core story, your core story.
Yeah.
In August this past year. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just curious, if you will, share with everybody, first of all, how you initially were thinking or feeling when I asked or invited you to come and let me do your story for you.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. And I was, back to your tree analogy, I was the one to just keep grabbing the fruit. And maybe if I pick it up faster, maybe if I cut down more limbs, maybe if I use a better chainsaw, and I just was really focused on trying to get rid of bad fruit in my life, not knowing that the roots had still been there this whole time. Mm-hmm. So you were mentioning words to me like roots and tools. And you set the bar pretty high for this core story. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be a very special day. And you encouraged me to be in prayer before it. Mm-hmm. You even encouraged me to fast before it, mm-hmm. Which is very powerful. So I was really, my expectations were set high. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to tell you that you far exceeded my expectations.
Okay.
It was one of the best days of my life doing the core story. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make a quick plug to say, you referenced that we'd be talking about my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been one to say, when it comes to family, I've hit the jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
I have fantastic relationships with my siblings and both of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe too good of a relationship with them. We spend too much time together. No, I love them. They're great. So I thought, how on earth are we going to look at my family to find these roots?
Mm-hmm.
So good. I'll leave you with that.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That was a great introduction. Why don't you go ahead and talk about a takeaway or a significant benefit that you know, personal insight that came to you during doing your story.
Well, see, Donna, I think like one of the biggest takeaways was the realization that like when we come into this world, we're not given an understanding of how to deal with situations that happen in our life, like temptation or anxiety or relationship issues or issues when someone's mean to you or treats you bad. We don't know how to process those and how to act, right? Mm-hmm. But we have to act somehow. So we look to people in our life and see how they acted, and then whatever tools they use, we just adopt the same tools, whether we want to or not, because it's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm just going to adopt my parents' tools.
Mm-hmm.
For others, maybe it's a step-parent. Maybe it's, like you mentioned, like a coach, like a football or a basketball coach or someone influential in your life that you spend a lot of time with. So, I would say that was a big takeaway, that everyone has tools, and for most people, the tools they use to deal with this, they're not the best tools. There are better tools out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was probably my biggest takeaway, that whatever tools my parents use, my uncles, my aunts, my grandparents, it's not their fault. They took tools from their parents and from their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all just following suit. But the truth is, and this is kind of my point I'm driving at, and this is one of the big points you really drove home to me, Steve, when we did our core story, was that there are better tools, God's tools, and he wants to give us those tools.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stop using the tools we've been using.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, those are roots in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Get those out. Mm-hmm. Discover what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just back to the tree story, we're not just called to remove the root. That's a very key process. We have to remove the old roots in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than that. God calls us to plant seeds, new seeds. Mm-hmm. And the seed is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is
truth.
Oh, that's truth, yeah. To plant those in, Because it's not just, God doesn't just call us to like, all right, get all the sin out of your life. He says, no, produce fruit, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So this was really powerful for me going into it. So we talked about, yeah. So one thing you do when you're going into the core story, Steve, which I appreciate, I think it's called the Johari window. Did mm-hmm. I get that right? Mm-hmm. It's basically, I don't know if you want to draw it or something, but it's four boxes. And in each mm-hmm. box, there's things I see, but you don't see. Mm-hmm. Maybe like secrets I keep. There's things you see in my life. This is all referring to my life, by the way. There's mm-hmm. things you see in my life that I don't see, right? Things that I'm just blind to. And you're like, mm-hmm. wow, Brian could probably work on that, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that both of us clearly see, like, wow, mm-hmm. Brian's pretty outgoing, he's pretty loud, you know, things like that. But then there's things in my life that I don't see and you don't see. Mm-hmm. So how on earth am I ever going to get help in those areas? Mm-hmm. That's the question mark box that mm-hmm. Steve just drew. Mm-hmm. The truth is God wants to reveal to us those areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
He wants us to invite him. Mm-hmm. Say, God, there are things in my life that I don't understand. I don't see. I don't know why I act this way. I keep doing this thing that I feel like Paul talks about this. I keep doing this thing that I don't want to do, or the things mm-hmm. I want to do, I can't do, right? It's a battle mm-hmm. with the flesh, and you're wondering. Yeah. And your friends are trying to help you, and they're praying for you, and everyone's trying, but have you truly asked God, God, would you please reveal to me mm-hmm. those things in my life mm-hmm. that I can't see, mm-hmm. and the people who I love and who are near me can't see? Mm-hmm. And let's reveal those. And that's what the core story did for me. So I had an example, but go ahead.
No, that's great. No, that's great. Yeah, you get into this box, which I don't see and you don't see, but it's an area that it's in this area that these roots are hidden. Mm. Roots are underground. Roots are not visible. Mm. You have to dig down to find them. Mm. And the question for us is, how do we find them? Because they're hidden.
Right.
And so the core story is a way to graphically map the influences that have been in your life, the tools that have been offered to you as ways to cope and handle things, and to have a good look at those and pull out of that and say, okay, what in this is working and what in this is not working, and to get rid of what doesn't work and then replace what will work, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the core story is a way to graphically illustrate this. Donna has had this core story experience herself, right? Mm-hmm. Tell a little bit about the first time or the time when you went through a core story.
Okay. And first of all, I wanted to comment on something that you said.
Yeah.
When we're experiencing as a child, even encouragement, words mm-hmm. of affirmation, oh, you did so well on that. Mm-hmm. Every child is a good recorder, but a poor interpreter. Mm-hmm. Like they might hear, I have to get straight A's or it's not okay.
Right.
And so even when you grow up in a home that is very loving mm-hmm. and you have so much support and even good tools, you could interpret it very differently than how it was meant. Mm-hmm. And so I think that explains why sometimes, you know, no matter what home you're in, you could come out with a, I think I have to be perfect in order to mm-hmm. be okay, or I have to be super funny because that was what was affirmed in your life. Mm. Anyway, that when I heard that explained and helped me understand a lot. So I had seen we had six couples that we were mentoring and discipling, and we had them over and had Terry and Charlotte come. And he asked
Terry and Charlotte are
the ones who introduce us to the core story.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in their 70s now, precious couple. And they asked if anybody wanted to do their core story, and it was going to be in front of all of us. Wow. We knew each other well, but still it was brave mm-hmm. to offer. So a friend of ours did, and as I watched, I was thinking, wow, some of those questions, especially at the end, some of those questions are really deep and really hard, and I was thinking, I don't think I would know the answers to those questions. So the first thing that I would say that was a benefit to me was that once we mapped things out, I knew those answers. You know, I'm not going to say what the questions were, but I knew those answers, and it was so clear. So that was very helpful. Mm. And then the then also I have to look at my notes here. I felt overwhelmed after doing it with both gratitude for the areas of my life where people spoke life and truth into me, but I also felt really sad and like had to grieve some things from my childhood. So that was a benefit though, because it was very healing. And then third, it for us at least, because we both had done it, it created a shared language so that sometimes when we were under stress again and we were reverting back to patterns that, you know, I learned from age 12 of how life works, but it really doesn't work that way. So we could talk about that and we could say, okay, or I could talk to myself and say, I'm acting like my 12-year-old self, but I don't have to. I can recognize it for what it is and move forward. So did it help me respond better? I'd have to ask you that. You'd be the judge.
It made you perfect.
It does make me more aware, and it's kind of like taking captive thoughts and making them obedient to Christ. I could recognize it more quickly. And then I could take it captive. I could be more mature in my response instead of immature, which would be my natural go-to. I consider it more like it's not a one and done. It is a one time that you do the core story.
Right.
But the part that's not done is that you go forward from there. It's like gives you a path. And that's what I thought was beneficial to me, is that it helped me know what scriptures I needed to find to kind of keep me focused on the truth.
So Brian, let me ask you again, just here one more question for you. We took you through your story.
Right.
We found the roots. We found the little square with the question mark.
Yeah.
What you didn't see, and of course I didn't see, but that God saw, that was beneath. It was the thinking, the beliefs, the understandings beneath your actions, the fruit that you wanted to get rid of.
Right.
So we found those. You were able to we removed those and replaced those with truth, this good seed that Donna's talking about. So since that time, kind of catch us up. It's been several months. How you feeling? Tell us what's happening.
It's been so great. First thing is I can't just keep this to myself. I've already told my friends about it, and I want to get all them to do a core story as well. I really hope to be trained. I think we have one more kind of mentor-student session under our belts, and then I'm going to be able to do some one-on-one with friends. I'm really excited about that. But being able to identify when a temptation comes, why it's coming. There's a couple key things throughout the core story we talk about. When I'm feeling like I'm not safe, when I'm not in control, and when I'm not loved, this tends to be when I, as well as the rest of the human race, tends to act out. And it might be a vice you go to, it might be something you say, it might be something you turn on, might be something you go to, or a relationship you go to. I don't know, it's different for every person. But these were key. So way you encouraged me, after we did uproot the roots, and I will say, once we uprooted those, we got to do a prayer together. What was the name of that prayer?
Listening prayer.
Yeah, thank you. And within the listening prayer, that was a really powerful time. Because, yeah, I would just say, have high expectations for that, especially after the core story. Turns out there was unforgiveness in my heart, things I had to let go. Once you let go of harboring grudges and anger against someone, maybe something that was so deep you don't even really realize it's there, it is a burden off. It is freedom. It is so good. So that's key when you're getting the roots up. But then moving forward is planting seeds of truth. And as I said earlier, seeds of truth is the Word of God, right? And so being able, when temptation comes or things, and thinking, being able to just very clearly see, this is why it's here. It's because of this. Right now, I'm not feeling in control. And right now, I'm not feeling safe, right? And the old me would have gone to this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I would have, because I'm tempted to do this right now. Mm-hmm. But Proverbs says that the fear of man is a snare, but the fear of the Lord brings safety, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know that. And I know I am being tempted. And I know that when I'm not in control. Because how I used to, this is something we talked about in the core story, when I felt like I wasn't in control, I would try to change my behavior so people would like me, right? That was key. It was always so people would like me and think highly of me, and that was always out of fear. And that was something I dealt with so much. But knowing it doesn't matter what other people think about me. The truth is, what does God think about me? That's all that matters. And I know from Psalm 139 that, here I'm saying these verses, I really hope I get them right. No one fact check me. Okay, no, I'm kidding. You're allowed to. It's an English translation, so we can kind of mix up the Hebrew a little bit, and Grant will give us permission. But
just know that even if you fail, we will like you.
I'm still like, great, thank you, thank you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Nope, let's start from the top. So you formed me in my mother's womb. You've numbered the hairs on my head. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, O Lord. My soul knows it very well.
Very good.
Thanks.
Well done. Yeah, it's true. And so the takeaway is you see change in your life.
Right.
Things were revealed that hadn't been hidden before for all these years.
Yeah.
And here they came, some of them very unexpectedly. And then there was also the listening prayer time, which is something we didn't talk about as much, but is a key piece and is such a blessing to us. So we listened, you received from the Lord that thought, those words. And since then, you have already helped someone else and have lined up at least one other.
Right. I'm working on two more.
Two more people. So all these people that you're wanting to bring this gift to help them. And I'm working with you. We're training so that you can do that.
Yeah.
And there are some other people here at Beth Tikkun who have begun this same training.
Awesome.
Another session is planned before very long to have another five people enter in to training as well so that we can equip some BT members who are interested to be set free in their own accord, but also have this tool to take to other people so that they can be assisted.
It's so practical.
It is very good. It's so it's really easy to do. Been through it, you'll see it, you're like, oh wow, I can do this. So and we want that done. Thank you for visiting and sharing that. I hope it encourages others to have to get their story or to see their story and be set free from any root that's hidden to them and then to move forward and even take it to other people. So good. Well, thanks for coming. Thank you for Donna for sharing that part of yours. And for those of you who are listening to Restoring Home, we hope this has been beneficial to you. And we want to encourage you that in the link below, there's always something down there for you that will help you to explain this to others or use it better for yourself or have something for you and your kids to do so that they can get a grip on some of these concepts. And I want to say to those of you who are listening that if you're interested in your core story, someone leading you through your core story, then reach out to us here at Beth Tikkun. Let us know. Send us an email, and we will see if we can line something up so that someone who's been trained can sit with you and walk you through your core story. And that will bring both you and the person helping you a great blessing. So may the Lord bless us as we try to restore home.